very spooky Nashville stand-up.
Ryan, if you come any closer to me, I will kill you.
Jesse, you can't kill me, because I'm already dead.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, from lovely downtown Nashville, Music City, 2nd Avenue in the Pilcher Building, it's the Nashville Stand-Up Show! Tonight in the studio, Corey Rapon, Leslie Nash, and Leslie's mother, plus Iron Comic movie reviews, plenty of Halloween spooks and squeaks, and of course, as always, your host, Jesse Perry.
Hey there, everybody. Oh, hello, welcome to Nashville Stand-Up Radio. I am your host, Jesse Perry. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Hiya, how are you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Clap for everything, I say. Man, we have got a fantastic show. We've got an incredible lineup. We have some clips from last weekend's Freaknik Festival, a stand-up show organized by our own Corey Rapon, who's here in the studio. Get up for Corey.
Hello, Corey.
We're going to hear great clips from that, as well as clips from one of our favorite comics. We have a special treat for you, a clip from Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yes. He's good. Not necessarily a Nashville comedian, but a friend of Nashville comedy.
Yes, very much so. Hilarious comic. Plus, we have tons of great skits. We have our Iron Comic competition coming up.
Oh, lovely.
This is going to be a fantastic show. And we want to start this past week. We got our very first fan letter.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but I do it all for the fans. That's the reason I'm here.
Exactly.
The fame is nice. The money, it's all right.
Oh, the money's great. There's no questioning.
I'm not going to say no to the money, but the fans.
The fans. They're almost like money.
Now, don't knock on the money, because sometimes there is upwards of like $4 in a barbecue sandwich.
Well, you know, Corey has
a point. Done right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I'm just saying.
You have to love comedy and be dedicated it in order to earn yourself the pork chop sandwich, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's all. Although chicken fingers, they're good any time.
Sure. Right. I won't knock the chicken fingers.
And that's what this biz is about. but I do want to read this letter. It's so sweet. And it's actually from a young man named Morton Scully. I think I'm spelling that. It's spelled S-K-O-G-L-Y. He's from Norway.
Scully, maybe?
From Norway.
Scully?
I'll say Vin Scully.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
All right.
And Morton, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it, and I apologize. But he sent this wonderful letter, and then he wrote about the letter that he sent on his blog. So let me just read his blog post.
Okay, yeah.
And these are the kind of fans that Nashville Stand-Up Radio has.
Sure.
I've been a subscriber for the podcast from NashvilleStandUp.com, but ended it today. Here is the email I sent them.
Oh, God.
Just wanted to say sayonara. I've downloaded some of your shows as podcasts and have come to the conclusion that they, well, suck. I'm 6 minutes into the 15th of October show, and so far there has not been anything worth listening to.
That's right.
Just noise, crappy sound, yep. Internal backslapping, and general boredom. So you know he's a listener.
Well, that's nice.
Here's a tip of the day for you. Editing. Here's another. Add some more stand-up jokes and add previews to the beginning so the listener at least have something to look forward to. Oh, and another. It is cool to actually be able to hear what people say. Put on headsets so you can hear what's actually recorded. Yeah, we need to start doing that.
Yeah, we should.
The sound on that show was just awful. The first 6 mind-splittingly bad minutes of it. There are very few stand-up podcasts available, so you have very few competitors. But that doesn't... Yes! Sweet, sweet monopoly. Yeah. But that doesn't give you carte blanche to do bad work.
Damn it. Wow, I thought it did.
The listeners deserve better. Bye, Morton. I hope they get their act together. I love stand-up, but the only other podcast I've got in this genre is the Tom Shalhoub live comedy podcast, only updated once every blue moon.
Yes.
Please, happy podcasters out there, whip out that mic and record some more stand-up for me. I know you can do a better job than the Nashville stand-up crew.
That's great.
Give it up for Morton in Norway.
Here's actually what I have to say for Morton in Norway. Now, you ask podcasters out there to do a better job. I implore you to do a better job. If you feel as though you can do one, by all means, go ahead.
Wow, that's like...
See, that's, I bet that's the kind of thing Morton hates.
Yeah, that's...
That probably is. He's not listening, though.
You know what? No, he is listening. We did talk him into listening again.
Well, I'm sure he's thrilled. And we lead off the show.
It said, because Chad and I wrote him, we wrote on his blog, I wrote the following, thanks, Morton. It's a shame we'll never talk to you again, but keep on kicking Norwegian ass. Your feedback, while tactless, is appreciated.
You know,
and Chad wrote him a very sweet comment. Thanks for your review of the first 6 minutes of the October 15th show. My wife has printed out and put it in what she calls my scrapbook of suck. And yes, he does have one.
It's really big, too.
The mix on that show was inconsistent. The lady who normally runs the board during our show left the station. Well, we'll just gloss over that.
Yeah.
But Morton was kind enough to write back, wow, two comments, I'm impressed. That in itself tells me that you take your show more seriously than I thought. Dudes, I'm back on the bandwagon. So it's
awesome.
So he is listening. Thank you,
Morton. So, Morton, thank you so much for listening today. And Nashville Stand Up will be coming to Lilyhammer in early 2008, and it's going to be exciting.
It is.
We have fantastic stand up clips from the Freaknik Festival. I want to talk about this with Mr. Rapond here. Now, Corey, why don't you give the fans some info on what this festival is all about?
Well, Freaknik is a yearly festival, or actually a convention, in Nashville. And it started out 9 years ago. This is the ninth installment. It started out 9 years ago. It was just basically a hacker con, a hacker convention, just for local friends. There's a nice
like
little...
Like Gallagher, people like that.
Not different kind of hacker.
No, different kind of hacker.
Oh, okay.
Computers. We're talking computers.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
So essentially started out just kind of a reason for friends to hang out at a hotel for a weekend and get drunk and kind of talk about tech.
Cool.
As it were.
Well, not cool, but cool.
You know, depending.
Admirable.
Thank you. And essentially, over the past 9 years, it's actually turned into quite a large convention. And I believe we've actually gotten folks from as far as Canada before.
Wow. Yes. They have computers in Canada?
Actually, they do. They've just got, they're made of ice.
Oh, that's
interesting. We, actually, when we were there, we got there around, I guess it was 9:30.
About 9:30, 9:45.
And the lineup, and you'll be hearing the sets today, was Corey Rapond.
He's good.
Rob Haynes.
Pretty good. Hats off.
Ryan Williams. Hello. Chad Ryden. And Jesse Perry.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a great crowd. It was packed to the rafters. We tried to do some tech jokes.
Appeal to the masses. Play to the crowd.
And some of them worked.
And some of we did hard drive impressions, stuff like that.
Yeah. Jesse actually has a very, very good hard drive impression.
I do. Well, but it's an old Windows NT server. It's kind of dated.
That's what I like about it is it's so specialized. You know, anybody can just pull out the hard drive. Ooh, this is my hard drive impression. Usually when they're doing a hard drive impression, they don't realize they're actually doing an impression of Jesse doing the hard drive impression.
It's a subliminal thing.
It is.
So
it
true. Is. You know, this sounds like internal backslapping.
It is.
It sounds
which,
like.
Which I believe our friends in Norway are not fans of.
Oh, man, Morton is turning this off. But the crowd was really good, and most importantly, Ryan was schnackered.
Oh.
Ryan was,
you know, what's interesting?
Absolutely
is,
schnackered.
Well, I've been,
which I think, knowing that will make his set extremely enjoyable.
It certainly did for me.
When you listen to Ryan's set, pay attention to the beeps. You'll hear a lot of beeps.
I was a little trashed. And that's why I appreciate Corey talking about Freaknik a couple of minutes ago here, because I had no idea what was going on at the time.
Yeah, you don't quite recall what happened.
I'd like to apologize to the city of Nashville for urinating on it at 1,200 feet.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this until like 7 years down the line.
Is that the statute of limitations?
For peeing off a hotel?
For peeing off a hotel room?
Yeah.
Is that?
According to my my rule book, yeah.
Those hackers are crazy, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But it was very fun. And but before we went on, we're going to play you starting the show first, Corey. Before we went on, this guy from Canada... talked about the U.S. Constitution, oddly enough, for an hour and a half straight in a drunken, never-ending rant. And it made me angry.
Well, that's what made me angry about it was that there was a video. From what I saw, I got there a little earlier. I don't know if you saw the video, but there was a video playing. And it was at least, how long was that video, Corey? Maybe?
I think it was like 12 minutes.
Okay, so there was like 12 minutes of this guy ranting and talking. And then the video was over. All right, the video's over. Cool. And then this guy comes up to the crowd and continues talking.
I believe his exact quote was, "Now, hey, we got all the time in the world. I can talk for as long as I want." Okay. And he did.
Okay, let me explain a little bit of that. That guy is actually extraordinarily intelligent, one of the most intelligent guys that I know.
Oh, and yeah, just ask him.
And this happens, well... Yes, because you should be the one telling other people that they're full of themselves. So essentially what happens every year...
Yeah, if anyone knows, it's me, and that guy was a jackass. But the point of that...
You know what, well, Corey, you can be smart and still be a jackass.
But here's the...
Anyway. The point is, by the end of his talk, everybody was kind of out of the mood for comedy, and then there were some auctions. But then we had to start the show.
Yeah.
Corey had to go up and get the crowd back, and he did by the end of his set. Here is 5 minutes, the opening from the very funny Corey Rapond, only on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Thank you very much for having us out here. Now, I do think we can learn a lot from the salad bar at a grocery store. Because I can go into Kroger's and I can get like a half-pound salad with everything, or a half-pound of chopped eggs. Cost the same. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we shouldn't assign value to people based on what we are. We should assign value to people based on weight. Who else likes going to Renaissance festivals?
Yeah.
And the reason I like going to Renaissance festivals, obviously, because they're magical. For instance, pixies and elves, which are the embodiment of beauty and grace in fantasy literature, turn into 300-pound goth chicks. Also something that's interesting at the Renaissance Festival, society kind of flips on itself, which is odd, because all of a sudden you have ex-jocks and soccer moms that want to fit in with us. And I have a tip for those people. If you're wearing like a Titans jersey, elf ears and a cape, you don't look authentic so much as gay. And that's not a badge of honor coming from a group of people who spent 3 months out of their lives waiting to get tickets to episode 3. I work really hard at my day job. It's not because I like it. Not because I enjoy hanging out with my boss. I just don't ever want to have a joke one day about how I got fired from 3 different Burger Kings. Or how I was the best burger flipper ever. Because see, that's a cute anecdote provided you actually make it in comedy. If you don't, then you're just a sad old douche that didn't quite have the moxie to make it at the king. Which is sad. Does anybody, guys in the audience, do you have a preference as far as single moms? Would you hit that? Yeah? I didn't have a preference until recently. I was at the movie theater, and I saw an attractive lady. She had a child in tow. And I asked myself, would you have sex with her? No. And it's not because I have a problem with single mothers. She looked kind of high maintenance to me. She was wearing really nice clothes, looked kind of expensive makeup. And sorry, but the last time I checked, MILF was not mother I'd like to finance. I'm just saying. How are you doing, Sarah? You doing all right? You watch a lot of TV? I was watching VH1 recently. And they had the 100 most shocking moments in music. One of those moments was when MC Hammer lost all his money and had to sell his house. And I thought it'd be cool if you could buy the house and hire him to clean it. And you could do really cool stuff, like you could have him put rags on his feet and do the hammer dance across the marble. And you could say awesome things like, stop. Yeah, you can take a break now. It's cool. Uh-oh, you missed a spot. Now, Hammer, we've talked about it before. That's an autographed baseball. It's a collectible. You can't touch this. Anybody like impressions? At all? I'm doing it for that guy. because he was enthusiastic first. This is my impression of an extremely overly jealous boyfriend. What? Think I don't see the way you're looking at her? What, am I blind? One. Just give me one good reason, Grandma. Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? I was in a porn store recently, and I saw something that didn't make sense. There was a fat girl blow-up doll. Now, that seemed wholly unnecessary to me. And in case you weren't aware, I have some news. You can fuck a fat girl. It's not really even terribly difficult. You just hang outside the Kroger's with like a pint of Haagen-Dazs and a dream. Who are the NASCAR fans in the crowd? One guy? Awesome. See, the rest of you would probably say that NASCAR is not a sport. And you're wrong. Here's why. The races are really long. And they don't get bathroom breaks. So that means over the history of NASCAR, at least one racer has had to piss themselves during a race. Much like binge drinking, I consider that a sport. That's why I'm also a really big fan of the Senior PGA Tour. Is that a sport? Yeah, it depends.
Corey Rapon, ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up for the extremely Corey. Hilarious Rob Haynes.
You can keep it up for him in a minute.
Sorry. We'll hear Rob in a little bit.
You'll wait your turn.
Good job, Corey. But now it is time for one of our favorite segments of the show.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, two men enter. Sometimes one of them is a woman. And only one will emerge victorious. 1 hour, three jokes, one topic. Like the Highlander, there can be only one. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Iron Comic.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
Iron
goodness.
Comic. Welcome to another exciting edition of Iron Comic here on Nashville Stand-Up Radio and Extra.biz, Nashville Music City.
Whew.
My
that was well
jaw
done.
Hurts.
Are you okay?
As always, we have two combatants who will joke on one topic. They'll joke all over it.
you're gonna joke the hell out of it.
And then, at the end of 1 hour, we will hear those jokes, and then we shall decide who is truly the Iron Comic. And our two combatants this weekend are the very lovely and talented Corey Rapon. And the even more lovely and even more talented Leslie Nash.
Oh, she's good. Hello, Leslie.
Leslie, how are you doing today?
Leslie, don't be afraid to tell us how you're doing.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Are you excited to be playing Iron Comic today?
I'm doubly excited.
Oh, she's bubbling, everybody.
She's bubbling.
Mama Nash is bubbling.
Now, Leslie, when are you performing again?
I will be performing. Actually, I'm going to be at the Bar Cart or Tuesday night at an open mic.
Outstanding.
Beautiful.
November 15th, I'm actually going to Louisville to enter the America's Funniest Mom contest.
Oh, all right.
Definitely
out. Outstanding. Well, good luck, Leslie.
Thank you very
Leslie,
much.
Leslie, I just want to say this. You are one funny mother.
Thank you, Ryan.
We do have a phone call. Someone is calling us at a 877-X-Radio-8, but we don't know what to do.
Well, I don't think the phones
work. I don't think our phones are working.
Go ahead and answer it and see if it's working or not. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, they stopped calling.
Oh, thank God.
That was
the caller hung up, and he's off the hook.
We almost had to do something. That was awful. But as always, there is a topic, and the topic this week, in honor of Halloween, the topic is holidays.
Oh, very good.
Holidays. So, Corey, Leslie, get to work. Good luck. And we shall follow you throughout the show, and we will decide the winner in an hour.
Jesse, what do they win, by the way, when they emerge victorious?
They will win an autographed headshot from the one and only Jeffrey Breedwell.
Oh, that's... Not only is it suitable for framing, it's already in a frame, so you could frame it twice.
If you wanted to do that.
Who wouldn't, Jesse?
Me? That sounds a lot.
You're a communist!
Oh, well, no. I think we can all agree on that.
All right.
But
What was I going to say?
I have.
Oh, I bet Morton changed. I bet Morton's long gone. He's telling all of his buddies in Oslo, "Don't check this out.
This is
dumb.
Get back on the slopes."
It's like it's more fun to sit on a fjord than listen to National Stand Up Radio.
Well,
oh man, tragic.
You know, a lot of his points that he made were valid points.
Oh, they were excellent points. We're hanging by a thread.
The guy running the board, probably retarded.
You?
Hi. Yes. The content, non-existent.
Sure.
The ladies, sexy, but not promiscuous.
That's true. That's true. We're there isn't a. You're listening to xradio.biz. Nashville Music City.
Yes.
Oh man, we've got some fantastic comedy coming up. Let's continue with the Freaknik Festival. Now,
okay.
Corey, you may have heard. Now, it's not the sharpest recording, but you can hear the comics well. But the audience is fairly. There were a lot of people there. We swear.
Yeah, they were very receptive.
They were very receptive, at least till I went up there. But you'll be able to hear all that as well. But. After Corey came up Rob Hot Sauce Haynes.
Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce. Rob.
And it was his birthday, too.
It was his 21st birthday that night, and they were serving free beer in room 808.
Yes, they were.
It'll explain a lot of the comments during the sets.
I don't think anybody talked about it during, well, they couldn't have. After the set, there was free beer, and whoever the guy was in 808, thanks for starting to offer the free
definitely.
Beer. The whole turning the keg upside down and not serving anybody anymore because no one was staying in 808 to enjoy the beer. Instead, we were grabbing our cups and going to where the party was.
How dare we?
Seriously,
how
man.
How dare we do that?
That's not cool. The way you, like, you know, didn't give us free stuff because we weren't talking to you.
I mean, some people are cool, some aren't.
That's all I want to say.
Some people give me everything that I want, and others have the nerve to say no. Well, and those people should be punished.
They should. I agree with
you. But Rob went up there, and he's Rob. Check out his website, Big Rob Haynes, HAYNES.com. The guy's really funny, really up and coming, really starting to get
opened
in.
Opened for Ralphie May last week, didn't he?
Opened for Ralphie May at Zany's.
Did a fantastic job.
Did a terrific job, and we're going to hear his set. It's about 10 minutes. This is Rob Haynes at Freaknik 9, only on Nashville Stand-Up Radio, xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Give it up for the extremely hilarious Rob Haynes. What's going on? Woo! How's everybody doing today? Tonight, awesome! Yeah, it's my 21st birthday. I saw some ladies in the audience, figure I might get a little lucky, so I went to the bathroom right 2 seconds before this, checked my hair, and it occurred to me between the Ben Affleck hair and then the goatee and the huge man titties, I've never looked more like a lesbian in my life. Awesome. But I think that means I still got a shout with like two of you, so if you want to talk amongst yourselves, that'd be great. So yeah. Yeah, here in Nashville, it's a great city. I don't know if you guys are from here, but it's f***ing awesome. That being said, I'm originally from a little burg called Piney Flats, Tennessee. It's a great little town. My last job I had in Piney Flats, I worked at the local strip club in a town of 302 people. The name of the club, I s*** not, was called Fuzzy Holes. It's a great little club. Our second choice of names, obviously, was Big Old Titties in Your Face. But we couldn't get that on the sign, so... But working in a strip club's kind of cool. The only problem is you're stuck in there for like 12 hours during a day, and the only food you have is the strip club buffet, and I would never eat the food there, because when you order the wings at a strip club, you get 10 wings tossed in your choice of sauces. You have a barbecue, hot sauce, or penicillin, which is hard to make into a sauce, because strippers are whores, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you're aware. I know you haven't seen a boob, but they're f***ing sweet. But, yeah, big thing. I was actually just back there 2 weeks ago. I had to go in town for a wedding. My uncle just died, and it was really sad. And because the worst part of it was we couldn't fulfill his will, like, in his last will and testament. He wanted to be buried, I quote, with his loved ones, but the strip club wouldn't let us tear up the parking lot. So, what are you going to do? But I'm just back there. My dad retired, which is great. He's 60 years old. Finally quit his job, and he's taken up, as his retirement hobby... he built this huge 1 acre by 1 acre vegetable patch in the backyard of my house. So essentially what his hobby is migrant farm work. subsistence farming. Awesome. But it got me thinking, like, I understand it because he gets to use the tools he never got to use before. Like, he can use his shovel and his plow and the old colored man from up the road. So it's great. It's sweet for him. But was there, I read in the newspaper back, the Piney Flats Times, the second headline, of course, the first headline was huge news across the nation. Lincoln frees the slaves. We're great to hear about that. But a buddy of mine just got caught running the biggest meth lab in all of Carter County history. The thing is, a scant 6 years ago, this is the same guy who was cheating off me in chemistry. Like, all of a sudden, he can't figure out the quadratic equation, but now he knows how to make crank out of lightning bugs and orange juice. He got a D-minus in math, but an A-plus in meth, so awesome. Glad to hear it, but we're proud. But I was just down at Tower Records earlier before I got here, and I saw the coolest thing I've seen in a while. Capitol Records put out what they're calling the 20th Century Masters Collection. It's a bunch of old LPs from the 70s, remastered, put on CD for $9.99. So they have, like, Kiss, the Eagles, they're putting them out again, and it's great. But Billy Ray Cyrus's first album made it into the 20th Century Masters Collection. Not the second album, we all know that's bullshit. The first album, Billy Ray Cyrus, that is the greatest. Got that one out of curiosity. Turns out it's a box set. You get the single for Achy Breaky Heart, bottle of Jack Daniels, and some razor blades. It's handy to have it one time. Yeah. So my dad thinks I'm gay. Anybody else? But, yeah, my dad thinks I'm gay. I don't know why. I mean, just because I don't have a girlfriend, and I'm into computers, and I played Rizzo in the high school production of Grease. 5 years in a row. Don't quite get it. That's just me. But, yeah. So I was back home visiting my folks about 2 weeks ago or so, and I was there. It was the weekend. It was the last half of the week, and I started running out like I'm a creature of habit, and it became time for me to masturbate again because I'm a Sunday guy. After church, before football, that's how I roll. But I had to sleep on the couch because my parents don't have a room for me anymore. So I'm sleeping on the couch, and it's time for me to masturbate, and I can't figure out what to do because I obviously can't do it on the couch because Dad's watching pregame, and he wouldn't be into that. So the only thing I could think of was I've got to do it in the shower. The problem is, I'm a big guy. I don't know if you noticed. I'm wearing dark colors. I'm a fat ass. It's fine. But I'm kind of like a SUV. I've got a high center of gravity. I'll roll over. So if I get into the shower and start working it really hard, I could fall. And that would be bad. So I did the only thing I could think of. I laid down and did it. But the problem is there's a huge difference in water pressure between when you're standing and when you're lying down. Because when you're standing, it's not bad. But when you're laying down, it feels like somebody's peeing on you. And that unlocks something I was completely not prepared to deal with at this juncture. So actually, I just moved to Nashville. I'm officially a Nashvillian. It's sweet. Moved into my first real house. I'm really proud of it. But I felt like an adult while I was moving. I felt like a real man. But while I was packing up the truck, I realized I only had one box marked books, but four marked Star Wars, guys. And that hurt a little bit in here. But I just moved in. I got a couple roommates I'm living with in this house. One of them's a lady. Nobody's identifying with me on that. Awesome. Sweet. But she's a lady. And she has, she's kind of flat-chested, like she's what I like to call a carpenter's dream. Flat as a board, easy in and out. Sweet. But she's flat-chested, and she said, Rob, we were drunk with her the other night. She's like, Rob, I wish I had big breasts. And I'd love, like, I've got big breasts. They're not all that much to deal with. Like, really, I barely use them except when company's over. And even then, it's mostly for storage. So, yeah. But I'm looking for a new job while I'm out here. The last job I applied for was screening packages at a prison, which is sweet. It really is. And normally I wouldn't do something like that because I fear prison like Alabama fears change. But I need the money, so what are you going to do? But I'd start it, and they told me the top three things that are smuggled into a jail. And number one is obviously cigarettes. Number two right behind it is candy. Number three weirded me out a little bit because it's healthcare and beauty aids. Maybe it's just me, but if I'm stuck in a cell with a guy who hadn't seen a woman in 5 to 10, the last thing I want is for him to think my hair smells like mangoes. Because I got creamy white skin and a pair of rags. Better than any you're going to see on cell block D. I'm already a target. it's not going to bode well for me. But as I said, I'm a big guy, and I don't think I'm big enough, in my opinion. I'm trying to get bigger. I want to be that government-funded type of fat. I don't even want, like, the government to send me a check anymore. I want them to, like, back an army truck to my house, fill a checks mix. Just bring it on in. It's going to be sweet. Like, they don't want even, I don't want to be called Rob anymore. I'm going to be called Rob of the Hut. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have Ronald McDonald brought to me encased in carbonite. I'm looking forward to it. You can all come over and party. It's going to be sweet. But, yeah. But I'm single now, so ladies, give me a holler. Room number 808 is going to be sweet. It's where the free beer is. But I'm single now, and it's completely my fault. I broke up with my girlfriend like 2.5 weeks ago because I was looking at a really hot chick at the mall, and she slapped me and said, Rob, why do you always look at that skanky, slutty-looking girl? And I had to level with her. It's the same reason I go to Taco Bell. Doesn't look too bad when you're drunk, and it's available at 3:30 in the morning. Oftentimes through a drive-through window, which is sweet. It's just convenient. It's great, but yeah. It's probably for the best that we broke up, because I don't know if you've seen two fat people going at it. She was a big girl, too, and I'm a big guy. Fat people, f***ing not attractive. Everything's just kind of glistening and jiggling. Kind of looks like a giant can of Spam you left on the dryer. Just, yeah. Let that one sink in for a minute. Yeah, you're not having that omelet tomorrow, are you? Yeah. So, I was kind of depressed because we broke up, because I'm insecure about the size of my penis. Anybody else? Nobody's insecure about the size of my penis. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm insecure about the size of my penis, and she gave it a nickname to help me out. She used to call it Bigfoot. Awesome. Made me feel like a man, but then we broke up. She called me. She's like, Rob, I never called it Bigfoot because it was big. I called it Bigfoot because while I always suspected it was there, I never actually saw it. That hurt. But I ate some pie and I felt better. That's okay. She did get a picture of it once, but it was real blurry, so what are you gonna do? But yeah, it's probably for the best that we broke up because she was from Michigan and she used to do the most annoying thing. I'm sorry if there's anybody from Michigan in the room right now, but the most annoying thing I've ever seen, which was she couldn't just say, oh, I'm from Detroit. She had to do this move right here. I can't stand this. And here's why. I'm originally from Florida. I cannot whip my out and show you where Orlando's at. No matter how eerily weird the highways run along the veins, it's always inappropriate. It's not fun times. Check me out tomorrow night. I'm at an opening for Ralphie May at Zanies. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go.
Rob Haynes on xradio.biz. Nashville Music City. Good job, Rob, wherever you may be today. As you can tell, he was clearly enjoying his 21st birthday.
That is where we all.
And he deserved it because he did a fine job. Now, let's get a little promotional stuff out of the way. We want to, first of all, promote our websites. While you're listening to us, please visit our websites, including Nashville Stand-Up.
Are you crying over there?
I just love websites
so
much.
No, Jesse, come here. Come here.
I just love promoting myself. I get emotional. NashvilleStandup.com is a not-for-profit organization with a mission to promote Middle Tennessee's growing stand-up comedy scene and the Nashville-based music comedians that help make it a success. This website is the only resource for complete local stand-up comedy show listings and news and serves as a centralized hub of information for comedians and comedy fans. NSUP produces live shows around Middle Tennessee, a radio show, that's this, comedy CDs and DVDs, and shamelessly uses social engineering to scam the elderly. To learn all about local comedy, please go to NashvilleStandup.com and go to our comedy website, MangyDog.com, MangyDog.com. Please sign up for the forum. We love your feedback. Anything that you can say to us, we will certainly listen to and do everything we can to make this show a bit better for you.
Wow, Jesse, that was... did you read all that?
No.
No?
Actually, I'm just very good at broadcasting.
Those, you know those people who they get paid because they read books, like, you know, on audio recordings? You should never do that.
Really?
No. No,
no, I disagree. No. I could do a lot of Dr. Seuss stuff.
I'd just like to take this opportunity, if I could, to say hello to my grandmother.
Hey, Granny. Also, we want to, while we're discussing Freaknik, I want to promote Freaknik's website at freaknik.info, freaknik.info, because I know, Ryan, your grandmother is a huge fan of that site, right?
She loves getting freaky, if you know what I mean.
She always has. She's a hip lady. And here's the thing, she doesn't have hips.
That's what I was going to say. That's what's kind of odd about it, is that they're not hers.
She is artificially hip.
She does have a hip collection. I don't want to get into where she got them from. But there's a lot of old guys in walkers near her.
Well, that's horrifying.
That's macabre.
But also...
That's his name, Mr. Macabre.
Mr. Macabre.
He lives next door.
Speaking of...
creepy old guy.
Speaking of creepy old guys, this is, you know, this weekend is Halloween.
Yes, it is.
And that is why... Oh, it's a holiday.
All right.
And that is why we are having our first ever Nashville Stand-Up Radio costume party. Yeah.
That explains it.
That's and we are all dressed up in our finery here. I got to say, you guys are looking pretty good.
Thank you. You too. I like what you've done with yourself.
Yes, it's heavy, but you know, I just thought of it and I had to do it.
It's well done.
But this costume party, it's not just us to have fun. It's also for you, the listener, because we are having a costume party contest.
Yeah.
And the people that will decide who wins will be you, the listeners of Nashville Stand-Up Radio. Just check out our costumes as the show goes on. Try and listen to it if you can. And at the end, we will have the people vote, and it will be up on our website before Halloween, early tomorrow. And the winner will be announced next week right here on Nashville Stand-Up Radio.
Okay, there's... Never mind.
What? What's the? I mean,
nothing. It's a great idea. We're gonna have this here costume contest on the radio.
I know you're kind of insecure about what you have on,
it's not the point, Jesse. Don't worry about what I'm wearing.
Okay.
Fine,
well, I'm sorry. Let's.
What?
Actually,
you obviously put a lot of time into yours. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
You know, it's Halloween's one of my favorite holidays.
Well, you can tell.
What are you supposed to be anyway, Ryan?
Let's just move on. Let's keep going. Okay.
Hey, I'm just wondering.
I understand.
Well, we'll just you know, Ryan shy, but we'll talk about this more later.
Okay.
But right now, it is now time for Ryan's intellectual film reviews.
There we go.
As a public service announcement, and to cover all points of interest in the entertainment community, Nashville Stand-Up Radio proudly presents movie reviews by Ryan Williams. Mr. Williams is a noted film buff with an extensive literary knowledge of the making of and marketing of films and movies. And today, Ryan will offer his review of the current release, Saw 2. And now, here's Nashville's own Ryan Williams with his current review.
It was all right.
This has been Movie Reviews by Ryan Williams.
Wow.
Very interesting. I always love talking about movies with you. And while we're on the Ryan tip, as the kids of 1994 used to say... We are going to play your set from Freaknik after you stormed through Hooters and then careened through the beer cellar downtown. And you were animated.
Thank you. Yes, that's a good way to say it. I was drawn cell by cell.
You were
what I was. I was generated by a computer.
You were having fun.
I was motion tweened, everyone.
I think we've all been there.
Well, Hot Sauce is a good friend of mine.
Beloved local comic, Nashville Stand.
And it was his birthday, and we were all.
In a way, it was ours as well.
I still think it was a darn good set. Can I just say that? It was a fun experience.
Well, that's why we're going to play it on here.
All righty.
It's going to be a treat. This is the heavily edited Ryan Williams from the Freaknik Festival last weekend, only on xradio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Williams. Thank you! Oh, my God. Corey! I'm sorry, Knox! Here's the thing. We call him Sippy Cup. If you have any balls in you whatsoever from now on, Knox, Sippy Cup. My friend just called me. I just talked to him for a half an hour. He just got arrested. Well, like 12 hours ago, he got arrested. DUI, everybody. Right there. His name is Tony. When he got pulled over, and he tells me the whole story. Oh, man, I got pulled over. I didn't know what was happening. We've been there. The point here is, afterwards, he goes, man... All in all, it was not a positive law enforcement experience. What the f*** Man, that was a positive law enforcement experience. He gave me a ticket and a cherry slushy. By the way, this is the thing. Set your ringtones. Make them cool. I was at an Indian restaurant this afternoon. The guy in the booth next to me had a ringtone. The ringtone was the theme for Mission Impossible. Okay, and it went off, and at first I'm sitting there going, man, maybe this guy's a secret agent. And then I'm thinking, wait a second. If you're a secret agent and your ringtone is the theme for Mission Impossible, you are the worst secret agent ever. The only time that's even remotely cool is if, like, you're a secret agent who's in trouble with your wife and you just got caught for sneaking back in your house when your phone goes off. Doot, 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 doot. Where's my Linux people at? Here's the thing. I got to talk to her because she has breasts. Okay, I'll talk to you too, sir. Here's the thing. But you gotta identify with your audiences, right? That's like the first thing they teach you when you're speaking in front of people. So you identify with them, right? You talk to them. So this is what my mother said. She said, you have to identify with them. Go ahead and talk. Ask them where their Linux users at. And when they go, woo, go, yeah, I like Linux too. I love it when Linux used to get his blanket stolen by Snoopy. Went to Subway for lunch today. How many people have eaten at Subway recently? What happened? Because it used to be a cool place to go. You'd go and you'd get your food and stuff like that. Now you have to stand behind the woman who's never ordered a sub before at Subway in her life. The woman who orders everything on the goddamn sub just so you're supposed to get the bread. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'd like a turkey sandwich with lettuce and pickles. White or wheat. And onions and mayonnaise and white or wheat. And jalapenos and pepper. White or wheat. What kind of bread do you have? Oh. This is why Jared got so thin. He was behind this for 12 hours. And I used to think at first he just had a tapeworm. It's Jared. It's cool. He lost a lot of weight. No, he's behind her. She turns to me. She actually says this. She goes, wow, this place is confusing. Well, it's new. So it's Subway! Order here. Pick up here. Stuff in the middle. Figure it out. I think, and seriously, clap if you're with me on this one. There should be two lines at every establishment. There should be a line for people who go in all the time. They know the owner. They know what they want. There should be a line for people who don't know what the f*** is going on. Of course, those people would always they'd be in the wrong line. Here's a phrase you don't hear every day, alright? Man, I am sick of threesomes. I'm married. How many guys are married here? Yeah! Now, I've been married for 16 months now. We just got back from our anniversary. First anniversary, ladies and gentlemen, take them to the beach. That's all I gotta say. Because nothing says forever like sand in the... I got married in Destin, Florida. Have you ever been down to Destin? Oh, that says love, but nothing says love like sand in the... I'm telling you guys that you get married right there on the beach. My wife said to me, I do have sand in my... And it's true. She had so much sand in her... that the Jews wandered around inside her for 40 years. She had so much sand in her... that Bush bombed it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of sand. My wife is actually British. She doesn't have the sexy accent, which I really, really am bummed out about, but she has the whole, like, you know, mentality. I'm British, which is cool. But guys, if you ever get to make with a British chick, one phrase, avoid it with all costs, is this. Ready? The British are coming! The British are coming! If you're me, it's followed by this. No, they're not! Okay, here's the thing. I read this in the news. This is another one of my little true tidbits of news for you. There was a guy in the Midwest who just, he was going to graduate. He was a senior in the college that he was going to, and it was in the Midwest. Let me paint a portrait for you here. Here's how the cops picked this guy up. According to the, I read this on the AP, so this is all up to the news. He was running up the road, buck naked. The cops saw him, wait till you hear the rest of this. This is a true story. The guy got pulled over by the cops, and as soon as he saw the lights going off, the man, who was buck naked at the time, decided it would be appropriate to rip his genitals off. Hey, hold on. Because we've all done that. Okay. And shove them in his mouth. And when they pulled him in, they put him in the room, and the psychiatrist came by. And according to the article, the psychiatrist said, well, we can't rule out any sort of drug use. Do you think?
When have you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make a confession to all you people, because we're so close. I have done just about every psychedelic drug known to man. I have yet to utter the following phrase: man, these mushrooms are good. You know what? These mushrooms are awesome. But one thing they are not rip your dick off and eat it awesome. Speaking of ejaculation, now I read on the internet, this is another little tidbit from the internet. Did you know, according to the internet, the average male ejaculate leaves the body at 25 to 30 miles an hour? That's how they clocked it. Now, according to what I've been through, it's been like maybe 15 to 20 miles an hour. But, you know, in my defense, most of the time when I ejaculate, it's in a school zone. So, who likes the porn? That is the dumbest question I could possibly ask at a convention like this.
You have no idea.
Oh, I do, my friend. I've seen horse.com. Well done. Nice coding. You know what I'm saying. You know what? I was behind a car the other day, and it was tooling along 70. How many people are actually from Nashville, by the way? By applause. I was behind a car a couple of days ago. It was a little Datsun, and immediately I thought, ooh, Geekmobile. What sealed the deal for me is it had a little bumper sticker on it. It said, my other car is the Millennium Falcon. Oh, God. And he's going like 50 in a 60 zone, so I decided to pass him. You know who was driving? Chewbacca. I was going to flip him off because, you know, he's going so slow. You do not want to flip off Chewbacca. You will end up with a bowcaster between your eyes. Incidentally, if you know what a bowcaster is, there's a good chance you have a bumper sticker that says, my other car. I was in a little tiny town in southeast Missouri, and I was, like, recently single. My girlfriend and I had just broken up, major relationship, and I was trying to get over it, and I was sinking to the bottom of a bottle. Not that I would do that nowadays. My point here, there was a little Korean mom and pop joint, and a Korean woman owned it with her husband on the corner, and it was all videos. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sink to the bottom of videos. I'm going to watch every single video in that store. I'm going to become like really, really ingrained with the video people. I'm going to be totally, that's, you know. So I used to go there every single night, and I thought, this is how I'm going to get over the girlfriend. One Friday night, I walk in. This woman who owned the Korean place totally wanted me. And I know you're thinking, ladies, who wouldn't want this guy? But this woman totally wanted me. Here's how I could tell. Every single movie that I would rent, no matter what, it didn't matter what. Oh, Hacker. Angelina Jolie, see-through dress, that's a good one. That's what I'd hear from her every single time I walk, you know, no matter what I rented. Ooh, the Beastmaster, ooh, that's a good one. Rip torn to get bit into junk by a ferret. Call me up. I'm in there one Friday night, and I decide I'm just brazen, you know, looking around. Ooh, Renee Zellweger, she's in Texas 3. All right, I'll see Chainsaw, no problem. Ooh, Matthew McConaughey. And I'm getting ready to make my purchases when the ex-girlfriend walks in. Guys, you ever been around when, like, the ex-girlfriend shows up for no reason? And she's with a guy, and I know they're on a date because he's willing to see fried green tomatoes. So I do the only natural thing that I can think of on a Friday night in a crowded video store. I run to the back. What is in the back row of every single mom-and-pop video store in America? Porn. The porn! And this woman who owns the place, who's been flirting with me for 2.5 months, is back there restocking the shelves. So good to see you back here! Oh, nobody ever rents a diesel once. She's pointing at the Asian aisle. And immediately, oh, God, what am I going to do? She says this to me. She goes, nobody ever rents these, but, you know, if that's your thing, or she doesn't really make the ow noise, but you guys are with me, right? It's not necessarily my thing, but now I'm going to insult her if I don't get it, and I'm going to insult myself if I do get it. So what do? I go, well, I'm just browsing. I'm just browsing in the porn aisle? She goes, give it a shot. I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot! I grab the first thing I look at. I go heading up to the aisle. I'm in the middle of the store when I look down and I realize I haven't just rented Asian porn. Ladies and gentlemen, I've rented gay Asian porn. And this is the 90s. This is before DVDs. This is when all porn comes in that oversized cereal box container. The Captain Crunch version. Hi, how are you? Oh, it's called Bromi. How interesting. Wow.
I go up to the counter, I put it down, her husband is running the thing up, he looks down at me, apparently his problems are solved.
Oh, she's not hinting on you, no problem there.
Rent or buy? The guy says rent or buy. I don't hear him because I'm freaked out, and it just turns out that my ex-girlfriend is behind me in the line. That's a little embarrassing. There's two reasons why it's embarrassing. Reason number one, I'm renting gay Asian porn. Reason number two, I'm renting gay Asian porn! So when he says rent or buy, I say, whatever. What is he going to do? $3.95 to rent it, $49.95 to buy it. Guess what he did? You bet your ass I watched and I paid $50 for gay Asian porn. It was a beautiful story. It was subtitled. Do you believe that it was subtitled? Someone along the line said, you know what, we need to subtitle it. They're not going to follow the story. We're going to...
Oh, yes, 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 yeah, yeah.
It's a yen shot. That's what that was. That was... I watched it. It was a beautiful story. I cried. For reasons I don't want to get into, I cried. Here's the thing. I accidentally watch it all the way through, like, you know, 40 times. Here's my point. I'm still heterosexual, happily married, love women, all that. But the silver lining is this. No matter what happens in my life, I can always be stranded now in Hong Kong. Don't know anybody, lost in the middle of the city. I can walk up to any person and say, hey, I'm here to fix the stereo. Guys, my name is Ryan Williams. I've taken up enough of your damn time. Thank you very, very much.
Wow. Ryan Williams.
Legendary.
Ryan Williams. Look for his new CD, Here's the Thing. Coming out in spring.
It's a sequel to the eternal question, what's the deal?
That was 12 minutes of shrieking.
Yes, it was. I
fine job. Oh, no need to apologize. It was great fun. And I hope that Morten is still listening. Wow. Morten in Norway, if you're just tuning in, we had a great fan mail letter from someone who hated us. But we begged them, and hopefully they stuck around.
And apparently the phone call that was going on that we freaked out about was from Norway. It turns out Norton was calling us. So, Norton, please, call us back. We love your antivirus software.
Well, that's the spirit. That's the spirit. Antivirus software jokes. This is like...
These are my people.
This really is where the internet meets comedy, or where we meet the internet.
I am still hoarse from screaming that much last week. And that was a week ago.
Yeah,
everybody.
But you projected, and I admire that.
My set went to 11. I don't care what you say.
So let's go down to the joke pit.
Whoa.
That was a hot pee.
That's something.
The joke pit. To check in on our Iron Comet competitors. As you'll recall, the category was holidays. And Leslie, how are you doing there?
Leslie Nash, everyone.
Is it tough for you to write in costume?
Yes. Yes, very difficult. But I'm maintaining over here. I'm having to take stuff off.
You
but
look
I'm
fantastic.
Writing.
Oh, it's terrific.
Yeah, it's working out.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, and Ryan's looking very relaxed in his costume,
yeah,
I must
say.
Calm.
Very calm. Calm.
From my angle, he's pretty relaxed looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, I don't understand why you're so down. But
let's go back
to
Leslie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, all right, don't worry about my costume.
Well, we'd hate to. Well, we don't want to talk about
it. It was a great idea at the time.
It was good.
Let's move on.
Okay. Well, we're just going to move on, and we're going to talk with Leslie. Leslie, come on over here for just a second,
hi,
if
Leslie.
You may. Corey, get up.
It's a class operation. It's,
while Leslie gets settled in, Corey, how is your Iron Comicing coming along?
Well, it's about holidays, so I'm trying not to be too bitter.
Well, good.
Wow.
That's good.
And it's hard.
It'll be eager to see the new non-bitter Corey Rapon. I wonder what that's like. but Leslie, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you are competing in the America's Funniest Mom Contest in Louisville, Kentucky on November 15th. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
That's
awesome. I'm going to compete for a position in the actual runner whatever.
You might win something. Is that what you're trying to say?
You might win something?
I don't know. I don't really look to win. I just look to get out there and probably screw up their show real good.
That's the Nashville stand-up way.
Because I'm pretty sure this thing's got to be kind of squeaky clean.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got one of the cleanest female Nashville comic sets out there. So
Which still makes you the fourth dirtiest female comic in the country.
And Napoleon was kind of tiny and Hitler was a little mean.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Leslie, you kind of, how long have you been doing stand-up?
Actually, a little bit over a year and a half since I come back.
Right.
About 9 years ago, I performed some open mic with some great people that are still around today. After my divorce, I decided, as my daughter puts it, that accidental divorce that me and her father had.
Oops.
I just love accidental divorces. But anyway,
I try to have two or three of them.
Yeah, we had to have some, I guess it's like divorce therapy. I got into stand-up comedy and then, of course, being a mom full-time.
Right.
You know, with two kids. And now the kids are kind of growed up, and I pushed them out of the coop, broke their plate, and hell, here I am.
That's the spirit. So you said, kids, goodbye. And you ditched them, and you're living your dream.
That's right. I figured that my son's 21, breastfeeding's over. By God, mom's on her own.
Well, thank goodness.
Wow. And thank you for finally breaking that off after 21 years.
Yeah, because that's not healthy.
And it's awkward.
Some chapping beginning to happen.
Wow. Not healthy. Now, you've recently in Jackson, you've been getting a lot more, which is, and it's pretty tough to do. You've been getting feature work where you get to perform for a half hour, which is tough to get after only a year, but it seems to be going pretty well for you.
It's going pretty well for me, and I think once I get a press kit together and try to go and like get some of this going for me, I think it'll even pick up some, but I'm staying pretty busy as it is.
You're rocking with it.
By the way,
great.
How is my press kit coming, Jesse?
Oh man,
it's classic.
It's done. It's
you
done.
Left
it's
it at the office.
It's
right?
Yeah. It's I gave it to you. You don't even remember, but I gave it to you, because you told me how much you liked it, and I was like, "Good. Well, I'm glad I completed that task for you."
So was I supposed to copy that? Because I gave the only one you gave me away.
That's a shame.
Well, that's really not his problem anymore.
There's $350 for a gig I probably won't get. Yeah.
If you'll read the contract, I am no longer liable. But thank you so much, Leslie. Give it up for Leslie
Nash, everybody.
Thanks so much, Leslie. We'll send you back down to the joke pit, the fungin, as we call it.
Wow. I'm having a great time in the fungin.
And we are going to hear some great jokes about holidays coming up. And we're also going to, and remember, please keep listening as you be thinking about our costume party contest, because your ears will decide who has the best costume in this closed space. Hooray!
It's very exciting.
And just to let you know, coming up in just a little while, as we go into the second hour of Nashville Stand-Up Radio, we will hear stand-up clips by Chad Ryden.
Oh, he's good. Chad usually is here. He can't be with us this weekend because he's got a gig.
He is performing at the Knoxville Comedy Zone with Todd Yon, incredibly funny guy.
Yeah.
As well as Jesse Perry, big fan.
Oh, he's good.
Big fan.
He's good. He's a little naughty.
Yeah, and you can hear my, you're probably wondering how do I sound when I'm performing in front of an even emptier room than the one that I'm performing in right now. Well, you're going to get to hear that soon, which will be pretty exciting.
Did they not stick around for your set? Is that what you're
Well, we'll just talk about that later.
Right. Actually, what ended up happening with the recording...
Here's Mr. Freaknik Defense.
No, I'm not...
Counselor for the defense, call your witness.
I'm not defending anything, I'm just saying... all this audio...
advocation.
All this audio was pulled off of a camcorder, which had a mic that was directional.
Yeah, it was unidirectional.
Unidirectional, exactly. So it's pointed at the stage, so it's kind of hard to hear what's going on behind the mic, i.e. the crowd.
Which doesn't make us come off too well.
No, but it was funny.
But it was a very, very fun show.
I was talking to Corey about this, though, when he was cutting it together, and I said, you know, it's a shame you can't kind of dub in some laughter. And Corey's response to that would be, well, you know, it would be even more awesome if we dubbed in young children laughing. So I want you to picture me going, blah, 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 and some kids going, tee hee hee, he's silly.
So when you listen to this again, rewind it and do that. If you have TiVo on your laptop,
it's fun talking about things back that have already happened.
But also, we will also in the second hour play a wonderful 7-minute clip, probably the best bit about open mic stand-up comedy by Mr. Patton Oswalt.
Oh, that's coming up, Patton kids.
Oswalt. Stay tuned. So please stick around. And also, I want to say to a lot of stand-up comics, listen to this, and will send us CDs. Some of those CDs aren't of the best quality, but if you have MP3s, please email them or contact us on NashvilleStandUp.com, or you can email me directly, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at MangyDog.com, and send me any sound clips. And if they're good and they're cleaned up, we will play them. We aren't just promoting Nashville stand-up. If any good comedy out there, we are eager to promote it, and we're eager to play it because we need stuff that can entertain people.
And what number can they call if they want to talk to us in the studio?
If you need to call us, please call us at 877-X-Radio-8, and please let us know how we can fix the damn phones. Please, we have gotten offers from several big-name comics to call in so we can talk to them. Great comics.
Headliners.
Patton Oswalt.
Long-timers.
Doug Stanhope. Keith Alberstadt.
Always
Pat
good.
Dixon, who's filming his Comedy Central Presents special in December.
Yeah.
And they have offered to call. They have called before. Tim Northern, another fantastic comic.
Oh, he's good.
And
I love Tim Northern. Tim Northern, I got into comedy because of Tim Northern.
And
blame him. Phones, that's all I'm saying.
These damn phones. That's so we're going to continue on with the Freaknik event. Now, after Ryan, Ryan did, I believe, 17 minutes.
It's like
it was actually a little closer to 20 in total.
Oh, okay, man. It's closer to 20. So just think about that, folks. You heard half of it.
So did I.
So, but after that, I think a lot of the crowd was a little worn down. I am the interrogator.
Because we did start an hour and a half late, in
that's
all fairness.
True,
we
true.
Did start an hour and a half late.
Mm. And because they're, as much as they protest, they are mere mortals. So they could, and after a while, you gotta go to sleep.
Or pee.
Or pee. And then, you know, when you go down to 808 to pee, and there's a keg there, it's tough to persuade people to come back up. Yeah. But the show kept going. We had a great time. And the person after Ryan was Nashville Stand-Up's own Chad Ryden. Give it up for Chad.
Oh, Chad.
And Chad did a great set in preparation for his week at the Knoxville Comedy Zone. So right now we're going to play Chad Ryden at the Freaknik Festival, only on xradio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
Legendary old school rapper, Chad Ryden.
Thank you very much. I work in an IT department, and when I got the job, it was kind of cool and stuff because it was legitimate and they were paying me to be a nerd. And I called all my friends. I was like, hello, I got network switches for all of my and they didn't care. There's some girls here, man, and I'm surprised at that. Congratulations. Give it up for the ladies showing up. It's awesome. Man, I'm married, and I've been married for so long. It's like, man, I've been through so much internet porn that I don't even know how to interact with women I find attractive anymore. Like, now when I see a chick that's pretty hot, I just run up and I try to double-click her. That never works. It's never worked once. So you guys are all kind of geeky and stuff. So, okay, who uses Firefox for a browser? All right. Who uses Internet Explorer? This is going to be really the biggest battle among nerds. This is going to be the biggest divisive factor among geeks since they changed the rules to Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, man. I like Star Trek. Anybody else? I like the old Star Trek, though. I don't like the soap opera, deep space bullshit. I don't care about that. I like the old school. And I was watching the newest thing with the Quantum Leap guy, and I just couldn't care. I couldn't give a shit about it. I sat there, and I was watching it, and I was like, man, what happened to the old days? And then I watched one of the old episodes where they went around the sun and went back in time. And I was like, man, I wish I could go back in time, back to when Star Trek franchise didn't suck ass. I've lost the nerds. Man, I'm married. I mentioned that. I'm married. Anybody else married? Who's married? You, Corey? You got kids? Anybody with children that you're neglecting? Awesome. I've got kids. And most of you don't. That's cool, though, man. I can relate. Taking care of a kid is the exact same thing as trying to take care of one of your buddies that's just way too drunk to be in public. It is. Because both your drunk buddy and the baby, they stumble all over the place. They got the legs made out of Jell-O. You're going to end up carrying their asses home at some point. And both the baby, your buddy, they vomit occasionally without warning or reason or direction, just spew. And both the baby and your drunk buddy, you can't quite make out what they're trying to say, but you can rest assured it's got something to do with sucking on somebody's titties. And it's highly inappropriate. Oh, man. Damn. I got a kid, and she's cool, man. I was playing with her in her room this morning, and it reminded me of something. Chronic pot smoking is not effective birth control. It ain't. And I know they tell you it lowers your sperm count, but honestly, it's not to a level effective enough for you to use that as your only form of contraception. So, just take it from me, people. Pull out. Every single time, too. Don't f*** around with that. Now, whiskey dick, however, is guaranteed birth control every single time. So, stand proud, alcoholics. You're not going to make a baby tonight. Neither am I. Thanks to the boys in room 808. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Oh, man. You guys doing all right? Uh-oh, he got a text page. What's going down? Security problems? No? Hey, I've got a problem of my own. I need Linux compiled to work on my original NES. Can anybody help me out? Nintendo Entertainment? I'm kind of worried. I'm a dork. I've got my house wired and shit. I got a two-year-old, and it's kind of f***ed up, because, I mean, being a parent back in the day, watching out for your daughter, it used to be easy. You just get a firearm, you're ready to go. I mean, we got internet access in the house. I'm afraid of pedophiles and shit on the internet. It's like now, yeah, I mean, yeah, you used to get a firearm. Now I've got to get a firewall. I got to get all kinds of shit. And that ain't right. You guys like porn? I think that's been established. I like porn. I watch too much porn. And I figured that out because I was watching a movie and I realized I started recognizing locations in films that I've seen in other movies. It's like, wait a minute. Isn't that the pool table from Big Booty Big Volume 7? Yeah, I recognize that stain. I was raised ultra-conservative. My family, very conservative. My parents are so religious that the 700 Club sends them money every month. A little love offering that they get. And my dad, he tries to get me to vote Republican. He thinks I'm a Republican. You know, I keep trying to tell him that he's not a Republican. I mean, the guy hasn't paid taxes in 15 years. You know, when it comes down to it, my dad is basically a libertarian that hasn't gotten high yet. But I'll fix that. Do you realize that they're rewriting the Bible? They're rewriting the Bible to make it a little more accessible for people of our age group. I saw an advanced promo copy of the Bible, and it was awesome. They've changed some stuff. Now, in Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount, 136 times he says, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, Jesus, I don't. Articulate. And now, when Moses is talking to Pharaoh, he says, let my peeps chill, bitch! It's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. What are you doing? I saw bumper sticker on a minivan on my way here said the death penalty. What would Jesus do? I don't know. Die? I think. Yeah, right. He would die. Yeah, he would die. That's what Jesus would do. You guys support the homeless people? When you walk around, do you give the homeless people money? I used to care. I would give them money and stuff, but then I realized it's like, man, that's not helping them at all. That's not helping them at all. I give them a dollar, whatever. What are they going to do with it? Are they going to buy a home? No. No. Yeah, exactly. They're going to buy drugs, booze. I can do that. F*** them. I realized a long time ago that really to help homeless people, there's only one thing I could do. And maybe you guys want to do this as well, if you care. Next time you see a homeless person, take them home with you. Give them a shower. Give them a change of clothes. Feed them. But most importantly, f*** their brains out. F*** the homeless is all I'm saying. I mean, come on, because when they woke up that morning, they weren't expecting that. They didn't think they were going to get laid. Come on, do them a favor. Do something nice for them. Give them a little ray of sunshine, you know? Give them a little hope, something to look forward to. The homeless is all I'm saying. I've had a rough time, man. I mean, if you do want to support the cause, check me out at thehomeless.com. Collecting PayPal donations. My wife is sick. I'm kind of in trouble for being here even. My wife is sick. She's been sick for about 4 weeks straight. And finally, yesterday, she went to the doctor, got diagnosed with jungle fever. Ain't that a bitch? They gave her a prescription for a big black. I'm like, my insurance isn't going to cover that. No, she's not going to get it either. Not on my watch, man. I don't care how much she begs for it every night. Not going to. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. You guys fans of the Catholic Church? You church it up? We got it. Schoolgirl. I like the Pope because the way they choose him is awesome. Like with the smoke, white smoke. Like, look, I'm not telling you what to do with your religion, but just update. You know? Yeah. It's like the white smoke. Even the Native Americans are using cricket phones at this point. So, come on. I'm not saying the Pope has to get a blog, but it'd be cool if he did. Check it out every once in a while. He'd be like, blessed are the meek. Check out this flash video I found of a rapping baby Jesus. It's pretty cool. Oh, yes, I will, Pope. And I will subscribe to your RSS feed. Man, my favorite song of all time is Free Bird. Anybody else? No. It's my favorite tune because I know for a fact that in every single trailer park across this nation, there's at least five dudes that subscribe to the song Freebird as their religion. They've taken it upon themselves. That's their philosophy and belief. And I can just imagine the guy just standing there talking to the police, trying to explain why he just beat the shit out of this girl. And using that as justification, like, man, don't tell me how to live my life. Man, I'm a free bird, man. You can't change me. How you gonna change a bird, man? Come on. You ever try to change a bird? You run up to a bird. You try to change it. What happens when you run up to a bird? It flies away. You can't change no bird, man. I'm a free bird. Can't change me. If I leave here tomorrow, are you going to remember my name? Huh? You are? Officer, here, hold my beer, man. I'm good. Hold my bear, officer. I'm going to go fly away and take a shit on your car is what I'm going to do. You can't change me, man. I'm a bird. Free. I'm not a free bird. I'm Chad Ryden. Thanks for putting up with my crap. You guys have a good night.
Chad.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody. Oh, wow. Chad Ryden, ladies and gentlemen, only on Nashville Stand-Up Radio and xradio.biz. Nashville, Music City.
We're just reflecting on the screaminest time of our lives.
That was a loud night.
Last weekend's Freaknik Festival, Computer Hackers Convention, where we were invited to perform. And we have one more set from that that we will be playing later. And don't forget, we will be playing some Patton Oswalt. So please stick around for that. But let's get an update on the costume party. This has been a fantastic costume party.
Yeah, it's been great.
I mean, they're fairly bulky. I have a lot of pressure on my back and hip.
Well, that's a choice you make.
But I think it looks good. You know,
it's cute costume.
I think the sequin at the top, kind of.
Oh, that's a sequin.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a fishing lure or something.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. That's why I taped fish sticks to the side.
Oh, that's what. Well, now it makes sense. I was a little confused.
But and Corey, you look it's like a futuristic and yet prehistoric at the same time.
Yeah.
Actually, see, with my costume, what you don't know is that I'm really Alex Kendick in a Corey costume.
Oh, that's a very...
In a dinosaur costume.
That is some internal backslapping, and Morton Scully does not like that.
He doesn't, but... sorry, he's not listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he jumped off this train long, long ago, but thank you, Morton, for giving us a chance. And we are going to have the costume party contest. Please email your pick. What's the matter, Ryan?
Nothing. I think the costume thing was overrated. I'm sorry I brought it up. It was a bad idea that we were supposed to all come in a cute costume and all that. And
we had fun.
I apologize.
We had fun wearing the costume. What's the matter, buddy?
No, I just think that it was a little...
Are you kind of bummed about your costume? Because it looks good.
Shut up.
Well, it does. I mean, why you chose to be naked and wear roller skates, I don't really see why.
See, that's the thing. Nobody gets it. Everybody, ooh, I'll go naked. I'll wear roller skates. I'm supposed to be a pull toy.
Oh, okay. Oh, now I get it. That's why there's a string on it.
That's not a string. That's the point. Just forget the whole thing.
Well, gee, does this mean you're out of the running, or you're still competing in the contest, aren't you?
Either that or I'm really cold.
Well, please go to check out the poll. I mean, the poll on the forum.
On the forum.
The mangydog.com forum under Nashville Comedy. Look for best costume poll, and please vote today. You may not see it. You may need to create it yourself. But go ahead and do that and set up a poll, and the winner will be announced next week on Nashville Stand-Up Radio.
That's exciting. It is.
It's going to be a terrific. And at the end of the show, we will be having one final countdown where the people will actually walk up and down the aisle so that the listeners can hear and decide for themselves who has the best costume.
You actually want me to move around in this thing?
You're going to have to get out of the building somehow. You might as well start practicing.
You know, I feel sorry for Dorinda because she's got to sit in this chair, and it is warm right now.
That's true. Well, maybe she'll thank you.
I doubt it. Hope she likes sweat.
But meanwhile, let's go back down to the fungin and and let's see how our comics are doing. Corey, how was the holiday jokes coming along?
They're going pretty well. I've got a couple of ideas mulling around. We'll see what happens.
All right. And Leslie, how you doing there, dear?
Oh, I'm pulling through.
Wow. Outstanding. Well, this
just
is going
to
be great.
Good to have a pull toy here.
Thank you for yanking my chain.
Wow.
Anytime, Ryan.
This is the most erotic episode of Nashville Stand Up Radio that we've ever had.
Norton's missing out, and he don't even have a
We're going to have to try even harder next week.
Super sexy Nashville Radio.
I feel
radio.
Like how Bob Guccione feels every day.
By the way, you're listening to xradio.biz Nashville Music City. Thank you for listening.
You sure are. We are going to want to play the one final clip from Freaknik by Jesse Perry.
Oh, he's good.
And clap it up for him. He's a good man. And after this, we will go to our Iron Comic and decide our winners. So stay tuned for Patton Oswalt. Plus, we will be doing one last joke. And to introduce this clip, Mr. Corey Rapond.
Actually, I just want to say I was the MC at Freaknik this past week.
So technically, you were MC Freaknik, yo.
No.
Word.
Okay. But I did want to say that Jesse Perry is hilarious. He is an extremely funny man.
Oh, I think we all know that.
And he's actually so funny that he's only the second guy ever to make my jaw hurt while leaving me my dignity.
Well, thank you very much, Corey.
That's
Now let's hear why.
Only on xradio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
Thanks, everybody. Oh, wow, it's still packed in here. How y'all doing, Freaknik? It's like nerds gone wild. This is awesome.
I am too. I'm totally 808ed right now.
By the way, is the keg floating yet on that? Sippy cup, could you check it out for just a second? Sippy. Give it up for Knox. Hey, is that your name, Knox? Zach Thor, the Dragon Master over here. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, this is so great. I'm just kind of want to talk about something really serious real quick. A few weeks ago, this country faced something that was pretty devastating that affected major regions, and it really affected our country. Gilligan died, and so sad, you know. Apparently, FEMA couldn't get to the minnow fast enough, which is a shame. I'm just kidding. If Gilligan's, if they were real, they really existed, FEMA would have saved Gilligan's crew. But the Harlem Globetrotters would have been f***ed, all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, don't trust any public leader that you can beat at Trivial Pursuit. Just a rule that I go by. I kid. Oh, man, I'm so glad to be here. I gotta say, I was scoping the room out earlier, and everybody in here, and I mean this, is extremely attractive. Give yourselves a hand for being so damn good looking. I'm not even kidding. People are hot. And I could say that with confidence, folks, because last week I was at the Super Walmart in Paducah, Kentucky. Anybody ever been to Paducah? Anybody? Oh, man. I'll tell you what, if you haven't been there, seriously, if you get the chance, just skip it. Because it is a nightmare up there. Oh, but based on what I saw there, everybody in this room, when you go back to your hotel room, you can stand in front of the mirror and say, I am a sexy b-. After what I saw at the Mesozoic time portal, that is the Paducah Super Walmart. Oh, man. It's bad up there. They're Walmart. It's prehistoric. It's only got two aisles, hunting and gathering. That's how bad it is, people. They tried to sell me a barrow because they don't have wheels. That was a thinker. I blame myself. I was kind of worried about coming out here earlier today. I had some car problems. Like I was going up and like have my just not a lot of power. It was doing really bad and I went to the mechanic, and apparently my car is a Kia. Yeah, so it's going to cost me like $15,000 to get that fixed. When I was up in Paducah, they have my favorite fast food place there. It's a place called Taco John's, which should tell you about its Mexican heritage right there. And their big combo is tacos and tater tots. What a fun treat that must be. I can just see the president of the company, let's call him John. And he's there in his office and he's like, you know, these greasy as hell tacos are good, but they're not shooting out of me fast enough. I need some sort of rocket fuel. Hey, tater tots. There we go. Let's face it, people, a good meal bruises your tailbone. Am I right, folks? Nah, but it's just tacos and tater tots. That winning combination of south of the border cuisine and crap you get at the fair, you know? Yeah, give me some tacos, some tater tots, candied apple and a burrito. For dessert, I'll have one of them cotton candy quesadillas. God, buddy. I eat a lot of crappy food. Any crappy food eaters here? A lot of crappy. Gotta clap. Yeah, I do eat a lot of crappy food. I think it's gotten worse ever since the Center for Disease Control released that study that said obese people live longer than people of average weight. Isn't that awesome news? Man, as soon as I heard that, my tits jiggled with glee. I tell you.
Fatty wanted a treat, I can tell you that. I've just been driving around making fun of, you know, throwing hot dogs at joggers.
Save yourself!
That's how I threw it, too, right at their ankles. Just like you guys. Not a thrower. Yeah. Ah, man, I tell you, I do live in Nashville, which means, like, talking to smart people is weird. It's like I don't have to talk slow, don't have to have charts with my jokes. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. They have a place here in Nashville. Kind of confuses me. It's called the Southeastern Career College. And it confuses me because, like, is that a career college based in the Southeast, or is that a college that teaches you Southeastern careers? Like, you go to your job interview, well, Mr. Perry, it says here that you majored in funnel cake design with a minor in cousin. Very impressive. I also like how you deep fried your resume. Very good. Welcome to IBM. I was like, I wonder if the place has a crusty British dean who has to give the commencement speech, you know. He's like, class of '05. You have entered the Southeastern Career College with a mind full of grits. And you leave knowing how to operate a Ferris wheel. Here's your plate of okra and your goatskin diploma, which you can get airbrushed at the booth here for only $14.95. Class of '05, you some b****s are dismissed. Now go out and get him or her done. Any Larry the Cable Guy fans here? Good. So, I've never heard that before ever while I performed. So, not here in Nashville. You never hear that. Yeah, I do love Nashville. They have my favorite store here. It's the Pottery Barn for kids. Man, what better place to buy a gift for your gay toddler son than the Pottery Barn for kids? What's this, Dad? Oh, a wicker basket and some beeswax candles. Fabulous. That's my gay toddler impression. There's actually a place here in Nashville called the Primitive Baptist Church, which is redundant, of course, but it kind of confused me. I had to check it out, and I'd like to do a quick sermon from the Primitive Baptist Church. Amen! Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Praise the, yeah, praise the caveman, yes. So I'm a bit of a sports fan. They have a sport team here in Tennessee called the Tennessee Titans. But I like their name. Like, there's a team in hockey called the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, why would you want to name your team after the absolute worst aspect of your state? It's like naming a team the Ethiopia, fighting famine, you know? Or, you know, or the West Virginia can't read, you know? Or the Alabama, Alabama, you know, something like that. You know? You could have a team called the Montana Crazy F***ers. I'd root for the Crazy F***ers, I would. They could call their stadium the Woodshed, you know? Be awesome. Their mascot could be a house rat. Just, you know? Plus, you know that, you know, the Crazy F***ers would have the absolute coolest cheers ever. You know? C-R-A-Z-Y, I say we're crazy. Who said that? I say we're crazy. Who said that? I read this thing on the internet, so it has to be true, right? It says that ecstasy can reduce your chance of getting Parkinson's disease. Now, my question is, how the hell did they find that out? Like, did they take Michael J. Fox to a rave? What did they do? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, does this mean they're going to give out ecstasy to the elderly? They'll be driving past Sunnyvale Retirement Village. You'll hear the colors. Hey, Matlock's on. You know, they got Day-Glo colostomy bags hanging up everywhere. It'd be crazy. That'd be awesome. I'd love that. If I'm 90 years old and my body isn't working anymore, take me to Ecstasy Land. That's what I say. Everything hurts. Gulp. Oh, the music tastes like love. Oh. You know? Sweet. I do want to talk about, I want to wrap up with a topic that's kind of serious. Because God knows, we didn't come here to laugh. It's a topic that's been in the news. We all know about it. I'll just bring it up and talk about it. The topic, of course, is Muppets with AIDS. Now, in South Africa, on their version of Sesame Street, they have an HIV-positive Muppet that they use to educate children about HIV. And they're talking about bringing that here. What do you guys think about that? I think it's a great idea, myself. So it's hard to get support for that in Nashville. And I was like, I don't understand why. Now, they're not going to turn Sesame Street into some big, crazy, gay puppet bathhouse. You know, they're not going to have a new Muppet named Rex who wears a leather thong and nipple clamps. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Oscar, why so grouchy? Tickle me, Elmo. You know, you know, they aren't going to have, like, the monster, you know? You know, they aren't going to have the count going, I have one, I have two testicles on my chin. They're not going to start fisting Snuffleupagus on the show. Hey, Big Bird, could you come on over and give me the fudge punch? You know. By the way, I also run a part-time babysitting service. If anybody wants to, just let me know. Hey, my name's Jesse Perry. Please check out mangydog.com. Thank you all so much.
Yeah. Jesse Perry. Hot young newcomer.
Oh, my.
Set that should have been bleeped a bit more. But, yeah, please be sure to check out my website, mangydog.com, jessepery.com, JessePerry.com. And please, if you please contact us through nationalstandup.com. And if you want to join our MySpace account, go to myspace.com/nsup, N-S-U-P, and add us to your friends list, and we'll keep you posted on all the great shows.
That is a lot of information to write down.
Hey, you know, that's why the show's podcast. So you can rewind that stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why it's also been told like four times.
Yeah. Well.
Hey. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to promote us.
No, I'm saying that's why it's been told a number of times, so people have time to...
We've got a phone call.
Oh, here he is.
We've got a phone call. Back from hand me that phone. Hand me that phone. Let's see who's calling us. Who's calling? No data.
We've got no data.
Okay.
Jesse's going to do that, and while Jesse does that, we're going to talk for just a few minutes about some of the wonderful things.
Let's Iron Comic it up.
Oh, hey, let's do the Iron Comic. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
They have been given an hour.
This is Jesse.
They have been given. Hold on a second. Can you take that out of here?
Okay.
They have been. I'm trying to run a professional board. They have been given an hour. They've been given one topic. And now they will give us three of the funniest jokes they could possibly muster from the bottoms of their souls. Ladies and gentlemen, two men enter. Sometimes one of them is a woman. One shall be victorious. We give you Iron Comic.
All right. Leave that music going.
Oh, it's up there. All right.
Well, leave it going.
Yes, sir.
We're going to add a little drama to these proceedings.
Yeah.
Now, let's start with Leslie Nash. Ladies first.
Leslie.
And remember, the topic, of course, was holidays.
Okay.
Holidays. Leslie Nash, you are now in the fungin.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Actually, I don't see what all the hoorah about holidays really is, other than, you know, when I was younger in school, we had like five holidays. We got out of school, of course, got very excited. Now we got so many holidays, you just can't keep up with them all. There's like 20 for the whole year. Only only thing I'm thankful for now is that state employees are off work those 20 days, and I'm guaranteed to be on time to work for them.
That's true.
That's most certainly the truth. And I tell you, I don't think Cinco de Mayo gets enough recognition, so I decided to have a Cinco de Mayo party for this year. Mm-hmm. Went over pretty good. Yeah, it did. We opened up a bag of Doritos, emptied four bottles of 1800 tequila. After midnight, everybody that was still standing got to take stabs at each other.
Yes.
With a butter knife. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, piñatas are a lot more fun with drunk adults than they are blindfolded children.
You mean drunk adults hitting blindfolded children? Or,
I don't understand your logic.
You are a forward thinker.
Good, there you go. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to leave y'all with one little bit of parenting advice here for the holidays. There ain't nothing that says there ain't no Santa like a Christmas tree with just a manger under it for Christmas morning. Kids got to learn at some point. You know what I mean? Come on, people. Let them grow up.
Leslie Nash.
Mama Nash.
Wow, just coming up there and just... attack it.
I was hurt by her comedy.
Attack it.
Her comedy pummeled me.
Oh, that was terrific. Good job, Leslie. Now, that's a tough act to follow, Corey.
Do you think you can do it?
We'll see what's up.
That's the spirit.
That is the kind of confidence that I like to see. So let's now, the topic is holidays. Corey Rapon. Corey? Take it
away. Now, this Thanksgiving, as usual, I'm going to go see my family. And over the weekend, I'm going to see my large retarded cousin. Now, she's been able to overcome her disability. She has a full-time job, which is admirable. Now, when I see her, is it okay to say, "Who's a big girl? You're a big girl."
Oh, wow.
I'm just asking. Now, Columbus Industries.
It's highly inappropriate.
Is it highly inappropriate?
Don't do that.
Like the miserable music behind it, though.
I'll
like
try not
tormented,
to.
Should I ask?
Now, Columbus Day was recently, and that wasn't a grammatically correct sentence, but we'll go.
Continue.
So I was hanging out with a friend over Columbus Day, and he said he was thinking about soliciting a hooker. And he asked me if I had ever been with a prostitute. And I said no. But I was conflicted, because I did sleep with a girl once, and then she stole my wallet. I don't know if that counts.
You had sex with a common thug. That was the problem. Wait,
did that have anything to do with Columbus Day, other than that's the day he asked?
She had smallpox. Nope.
She did afterwards. So, I love going to the mall during the holidays. Because I get to mess with the sales guys. Because you can walk up to the register at Foot Locker and say, "Hey, yeah, when you're not chained to the register on the weekends, what do you do for fun? Because I'm trying to figure out how to fill my 4-day weekend." That's it, really.
Corey Rapon, everybody. Oh,
I blame the music.
Well, this is very tough, man. You guys got irony.
Yeah.
Over that last hour.
That's, that's not, you know, the adjective, not the noun.
Oh, I see. You're explaining that they had a lot of iron in there.
They ironed it up.
It was very flat when we got done.
Yes. You ironed a bit too much there, Corey. But, man, it was tough. It was a very good. This is very good. But I think, what did you think, Ryan? What did you think?
You know, I enjoy both of their form and technique and writing style. I think that they both bring a lot to the table. I enjoy the fact that Leslie tells jokes, and that Corey also writes jokes. And I think that's important, especially if you're going to try to tell jokes for a living. I'm not helping.
That's true. You're not helping. Right. But I did, I noticed this is a tough decision, so yeah. We do have to choose only one. My apologies to both of you if you lose.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges are back, and...
They're like, I'm back from my judging room. What's going on?
But I think... during one performer, Brian was pulling on his string.
Well.
And he was excited. And I think in honor of that, the winner is Leslie Nash. Leslie.
Leslie Nash.
Congratulations, Leslie. You are the Iron Comedian.
Are you okay?
The wig. Oh, I got a little French there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So that's what.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Perry. I've enjoyed myself, and I always have a great time hanging out with Corey.
You are now
and Ryan and his string thing.
Yeah, I'm hanging out myself.
I know. You've been hanging out all day. Well, appreciate it.
And plus, Corey did have the disadvantage of riding with that glittery helmet.
Yeah, that is
which
right.
Was tough.
That is true. Is that like a... Is that an actual combat helmet, or is
no,
it...
No, see, usually I'm required... As per my doctor, to wear the helmet.
Oh, I see. Oh,
okay.
All right.
But I added the glitter.
That's nice.
Because it's fancy.
Is it really glitter or is it broken glass?
I was at a strip club before.
Oh. That explains it.
So that's
very good. And see, that's cheaper than
it is.
Buying
it
a
is.
Tube of glitter.
Yeah.
Going to a
all
strip
in
club.
It.
Yeah.
Because it's so affordable.
And it smells better, too.
Because when I go there, never spend money. Never do. Just hang out. Have the buffet. And I'm like, ha-ha, ladies, I win. And, that don't happen. But we are, first, we have so many things coming up. We got, what time is it right now? We got about 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do one final costume party run through. And we're also, stay tuned for one last joke. We do it every week where all the comics in the room tell one last joke so we can send you guys out on a high note. we try to say the joke for the final 5 minutes of the show. We try and just lead people along and then bam.
Yeah, the jokes. Sponsors like it that way. By the way, one of our sponsors, of course, this show brought to you as always by Fresca, grapefruit flavored beverage. Ladies and gentlemen, Fresca.
That's good drinking.
So.
Sorry.
We are now going to play a wonderful clip edited by our very own Corey Rapond, by maybe the best comic in the country right now.
He's one of
the top. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
He's a good guy.
Brilliant guy. Mr. Patton Oswalt. Give it a
yes.
Patton. One of the top comics in the country, and this is his bit about open mics. Just kick back. Yeah, you may have heard it before if you're a comedy fan. Kick back and enjoy. Only on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Here's the one thing I miss about all the comedy in the 80s were the open mics. The fucking open mics. Because nowadays they still have pro showcases, but they're all professionals. In the 80s, there were open mics. Open mics meant anyone could walk on stage. Anyone. Anyone. And you got to see three things. You got to see one... People that were clearly going to be good comedians. They had a point of view. They were struggling. They had something to say. Two, people that were funny, but who gives a shit? They're like, you know, dogs are different than cats. And, hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a Flamberty Blue? So, then you got to see the third thing. And the third thing was the most important thing, and it needs to come back. Lunatics. I mean, lunatics that had wandered in off the street, and they're like, there's a microphone attached to speakers, and I can talk into it. Oh, the demon monkeys that live in my hair will have their message heard. So, and I think that those people were essential for the generation that I came up in. You know, people like me and David Cross and Blaine Kapach and Sarah Silverman and David Tell and Louis C.K. All people like that, because though we had the lunatics there to ground us all the time. Because as you started to get good, your head would inflate. And you would go, I'm going to be the next Bill Hicks, man. I'm an edgy motherfucker. Then... You would think that, but then you'd see these guys go up and go, there's, Buddha has a ghost penis that lives in your cereal, and you're like, I'm nowhere near the edge, oh my god. Apparently Captain Beefheart's trying to get on Evening at the Improv, what the f***? My god. So, they would ground you, because they were like, that guy built a summer cottage on the edge where he lives year-round. So, a few years ago, I went to Toronto, and I got there early, and Toronto's a cool city, but I got there early, and they went, to do all this, like, a lot of media and interviews and stuff, and they went, you don't have a show tonight, but there's an open mic at the club. Do you want to host the open mic? And I said, fuck yes. And I crossed my fingers, and sure enough, a couple of raisin cakes wandering off the street, and, this one guy went up, He did a set. If he had planned to do this, if this was all premeditated, he would truly be a genius. On the level of, like, Andy Kaufman, you know what I mean? Like, that level of genius. But the reality of the situation was, he was a heroin addict who was... He would do his set, he would start into a joke, then he would lose consciousness, he would nod off in the middle of a joke, and then he would regain consciousness further along in the bit. You understand what I'm saying? He would start a bit, then the middle would just be gone, and then he would just kind of wake back up and finish it. And if you were really, really willing to listen to the guy and follow the three lines of logic that he was pursuing, you could understand what he was saying in context. And here's the tragedy. He fucking killed. The audience loved it. And I'm just imagining that he's still alive going, when did I shoot? How much did I put? Like, he'll never find the right, you know, when did he put Maxwell's silver hammer in, you know, get that fucking set. So I'm going to do his set verbatim. This is the set he did at the Yuck Yucks in Toronto. And it also, his name was Dr. Pepper, which I think is so... That was the same name, Dr. Pepper! Aww! Where's that endorsement? This is Dr. Pepper set verbatim at the Yuck Yucks in Toronto. Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough. I don't know where to start or where to begin, man. Cause like my roommate wants me to buy his car, man. Wants to sell his car to me, man. Saying I should buy it. I'm like, buy it. The shocks is gone. The radio's all fucked up. And you want me to give you all this money for, man? He's telling me that
motherfucker's out tying his dog to a tree. And I'm out front there trying to have my breakfast. This motherfucking dog is barking his ass off. And I'm sitting out there going, yo, get your fucking ass out here and calm your fucking dog down. Trying to read a paper. It's like, bitch, you move to the left side of the escalator. The right side is when you're moving fast. You're going to stand there like a sweaty stack of pancakes. You move your fat ass over. And she put a bug eyes on putting the bitch lights up and down my back. Tell me that I put it from her. And I said, $1,000, I'll give you $250 for it, man. The f***ing windshield wipers don't work. I got to put a new f***ing tranny in the motherfucker. He's like, give a motherfucking break. I'm like, motherfucker, you wouldn't give a cripple crab a crutch. And he just said, tell me that I got motherfucking... I'll give your dog as much of my muffin as I want, man. What, he allergic? I hope he gets the sugar shits all over your f***ing apartment, mother. Trying to read my guy doing a junior jumbo scramble, mother. You ain't got the balls to use that mace on me, you f***ing mall security cop, robo mother mall cop. F*** you, man. Man, it's rough. I don't know where to start or where to begin, man.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Patton Oswalt on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City, Nashville Stand Up Radio. Thank you so much. So wonderful. I am your host, Jesse Perry. Chad Ryan will be here next week, and I will be in Knoxville performing at the Comedy Zone, so that should be fun.
Well done.
We're going to be doing one last joke here before we wrap up. But first, let's go through our contestants for the costume party one more time. Okay. Let's start with Leslie. Leslie, if you could stand up for the audience.
Oh, very nice.
Stand up and turn around. Yeah. Turn around.
Could you just flip that part of it up? Can you that part right there? Can you flip that up?
That's great.
Wow.
Love the tassels.
That's you know what? That's dedication.
That's top notch. And also Corey Rapon. Corey, stand up.
Corey.
Walk the catwalk. Yes.
That's nice.
That's fantastic. That's Corey, fantastic. Isn't that heavy?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Could you flip that up a little bit? Just
wow!
Those are tap. Never. What did I say to let? Forget it.
I don't even want to. I don't even want to know why they're green. And let me just stand up here. Oh, my back.
Are you okay, Corey? If you could help,
this apparatus is extremely heavy.
That really looks awkward with him and you dressed like that. With him helping you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't we look kind of like you? Remember that time?
Yeah.
With the,
that's it. Does. Yeah. Now, Jesse, if you could kind of just do a little turn.
That hurts my back.
And back again.
I don't feel good.
That's one more time. Can you?
Okay, I gotta sit down.
Okay,
I gotta sit down. It's extremely heavy.
All right, I think
dedication.
Why I used actual metal, I don't even want to.
That's what I'm
know.
Saying. I mean,
and finally, Ryan, do you want to skate around the room one time so we can check you out?
Here, I'll pull toiling.
Oh, good Lord!
That looks like it burns.
Okay. Whoa, let go of him, Leslie. Good Lord.
Dang it. Good Lord.
Now it looks strained.
I need a nap.
But please choose between Leslie, Corey, Jesse, or Ryan, mangydog.com forum, and choose the best costume. And the winner will be announced next week. So now it is time for the final segment of the evening.
Very nice.
Yes. Nashville Stand Up Radio's patented One Last Joke. One Last Joke!
Brought over, of course, from our open mic, which you are more than free to attend every single Tuesday.
Every Tuesday at Cummins Stations at the Bar Carve. Some of Nashville's best and brightest up-and-coming comics always perform there, as well as seasoned road professionals.
And a couple of crazy people.
Yes, absolutely. There are a couple Dr. Peppers there as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want any information about any of the shows we have going on around town, NashvilleStandUp.com is your location.
Absolutely. And please check out MangyDog.com as well. Now, let's do...
Perhaps download some porn as long as you're online.
Sure, have some fun.
Have at it, yo.
It's all about you.
Make a day of it. Make a day of it. Laugh and...
Bring the kids.
Yeah.
That's probably not the best idea.
Jerks and jokes. That's what life's about. Now, we're going to do one last jerk with joke with... we'll start with Corey Rapon.
Corey Rapon, everybody.
I was actually reading a magazine. I saw an advertisement in there for Dungeons and Dragons. And in the advertisement, they had a large picture of a guy behind a monitor, full glow, in a dark room. And it said, if you're gonna pretend to be an elf, why not invite some friends over? No. Because I can barely play online role-playing games with one hand effectively as it is. I don't need people talking and breaking my concentration.
Nice. Well,
excellent, Corey. Now let's go to Iron Comic winner, Leslie Nash. Woo!
Well, let me tell you, I just recently pulled a stint doing a soccer mom.
Oh, I thought different stint. Sorry.
Yeah, different stint. Sorry. I was pulling an amount of time, a few weeks, as a soccer mom here. And I must say, that's about the most overrated thing anybody could ever want to be. I don't know if it's because I didn't buy the minivan, but I'm thinking you have to be way more than any kind of desperate housewife to want to be a soccer mom. You've got to be wanting to move up from, I don't know, stuffing roadkill, I guess. You want to be a soccer mom. But hey, ladies, y'all have a great time at it.
You can't go wrong with stuffing roadkill. And then we'll start with the lovably nude Ryan Williams.
Thank you very much. My wife is really big on like furnishing our new house. We just got a new house, and it's nice because it's big, and we got to put new things in a room. We put the old bed in the guest room, and we got a brand new mattress. It's called memory foam mattress. That's what they call it. Memory foam. I don't know about you, I don't mind a mattress that can remember everything as long as it keeps its damn mouth shut.
That's the spirit.
Thank you.
All right, and for my one last joke, I was actually Jesse Perry, everybody.
Hey, Jesse Perry, by the way, doing one last joke.
Huge fan. I was flipping around, and I was watching BET. It was a BET flashback. And they showed a video by Aaliyah. Remember Aaliyah?
Oh, yeah, Aaliyah, yeah.
And she died in a plane crash. And the weird thing about that, Aaliyah, it's not just her first name, it was also her last words.
Aaliyah!
Oh,
too soon.
Too soon. That should never have been said ever. I apologize to Aaliyah's family. I know they listen. And I feel bad for that. So this has been a darn fine show. Give up for all the comics you've heard tonight.
And seen.
The costumes that you've seen, the comedy that you've heard from Rob Haynes, Chad Ryden, Corey Raponge, Ryan Williams, Jesse Perry, of course, Patton Oswalt. We're going to have more great stand-up comedy in the upcoming weeks, more interviews, and more phone problems. So stay tuned and have some fun. And remember to check out NashvilleStandUp.com, your source for all of the comedy doings are transpiring only in Nashville and in the universe. And also, please check out please sign up for our MySpace account, myspace.com/NSUP. And please add us to that so we can get to know you better. And also, I want to say to Morten Scully in Norway, you may be gone. Maybe gone now, and I hope you're not, but we hope the show was more up to your liking, and we hope that someday we'll be able to meet, and you can punch me, or whatever you like to do. Just as long as we get it on the camera, I think that'd be fine. You know, we just anything for attention. Anything for attention.
Well done.
Now, just stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll be playing Billy Block's Western Beat here on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City. It's a fantastic show. They play both types of music, country and Western. So please kick back and listen to that. And on behalf of Leslie Nash, Corey Rapon, Ryan Williams, I'm your host, Jesse Perry. Thank you so much for listening to Nashville Stand-Up Radio, only on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.